the current township board for the term of their office so far, for the last 3 years, have been continuing discussion on township facilities. And basically what that revolves around is most of our facilities are antiquated. There's requirements coming up for maintenance, major renovations, major improvements to the heating, ventilating, air conditioning systems, things such as that, structural. So the board, this board and prior boards, all the way back to 1993, mm-hmm. have been evaluating current facilities and looking to what they might do to move the township forward. As you say, the vision, you know, the vision of the township. Where are we going to be in the next 10, 15, 20, 25 years? And what do we do now to help us get there at the least cost, at the least expense to the residents? And basically, this board is working very diligently with the election coming up here in November. All of the board members are up for election, as you know. Some are on the primary. Those that have chosen to file as either a Democrat or a Republican will be on the primary. Those that have chosen not to affiliate with a party but to run as an independent have until July 19th to file their petition to be on the ballot as well. They will be on the November ballot,
right?
But not necessarily a Democrat or Republican. So anyway, they're working now very diligently before the frenzy gets going with election to try and get some decisions made. And we did have a work session yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. Ran till about 9:30 roughly. And what it was is the first time that all seven of the board members have been able to get together with vacations and a variety of things. And you know, basically, they discussed the issues of replacing facilities. And what we're talking about is the Township Hall, whether or not there's going to be a community center again. We've not had one for about the last 5 or 6 years because we've had to expand into that space. Mm-hmm. Fire Department, the fire hall up on Vanderboom Hill is not in a great location. It's in the middle of a residential district. It's got a hill on both sides, very heavy equipment coming down there in the wintertime. We're concerned about damage, you know, running off the road, those kinds of things. And it has some structural issues. It's too small, for one thing, with expanding demand. And then Township Public Works Department has never had a home. We have all of our equipment scattered outside all over the township. And if you leave your car outside or you leave it in a garage, makes a big difference in terms of its reliability and its quality, basically. So they've been struggling with that. And we did have a major work session. As you would expect with seven different folks, you have seven different opinions, essentially, of what's right. Do we have three facilities on three separate pieces of land? Do we have two facilities, some of them joined? Do we move the Public Works Department into the existing fire hall, which is doable with some renovation, as a temporary home while we replace the fire hall and the township hall, those kinds of things? So those are the discussions that are happening. What came out of the meeting Tuesday is that it's likely that there will be a motion made at that board's next meeting, which is July 10th. We're out of sequence this month because of the 4th of July holiday. So we're meeting the 10th and the 24th. And then in August, we'll go back to our first and third Tuesday regular schedule. But there will be a motion, and that motion may be any number of things, basically. But what uniformly came out is there is a desire to do whatever we do without going back to the voters. No millage. We don't want to have any millage. We want to be liquidating some township assets that we currently have to help pay for it, and then do other forms of financing to meet the project without increasing the tax burden on the residents, which is one of the objectives we always have. So that discussion is going to occur at the meeting on the 10th. And again, no public were present. Of course, it was an 8 o'clock in the morning meeting on a Tuesday. Sure. So the next meeting is 7 o'clock on the 10th. And certainly if any members of the public or anybody else has a comment to make, whether we conjoin or co-locate, however you want to call it, some of the facilities or build them all on separate sites, recognizing we're not talking about tax, we're not, no millage. Any input the board members between now and the 10th would love to have, and you can do that by email. If you go to our website, www.marquettetownship.org, and you go under Contacts, there is a box that you can check on that will simultaneously send your message to all board members. So you only have to do it once. Or you can send them to me, randygerard@marquettetownship.org, however, if you want comment.
The word is to make sure that you want to hear.